The next scripture reading is Matthew chapter 27, verse 27 to 32. And that's page number 30 in your Red Pew Bibles. So that's Matthew chapter 27, verse 27 to 32. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole cohort around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on his head. They put a reed in his right hand and knelt before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" They spat on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. After mocking him, they stripped him of the robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him away to crucify him. As they went out, they came upon a man from Cyrene named Simon. They compelled this man to carry his cross. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the Holy Word. Let's pray. God, your word never gets old. No matter how many times we read it, no matter how many times we're faced with it, we always learn something new, not just about you, but about ourselves. Lord, we're all students, and you're the greatest teacher. Lord, put me behind you. Allow me to follow the flow of your words, of your scripture, and allow all of us to hear your words and your voice, so that this moment, in this moment, we will be changed because we're concentrating on you. Amen. So the title of this sermon is Business as Usual. Business as Usual. I don't know if you've ever came to a point in your life when something has happened, and you're going along life, and all of a sudden something happens in your life that you weren't expecting. Something painful has happened in your life that you weren't even looking for it to happen, but something comes along and it stops you in your tracks. You wonder, how did this happen? I didn't see this coming, and you can't go throughout your day as if it's business as usual. I don't know if that's ever happened to you. I remember when I was 7 years old. I remember a lot when I was seven. I don't know why seven, but I remember a lot. I don't know. But I remember when I was 7 years old, my grandfather passed away. My grandfather was 6'4". He was the type of man that he didn't say much, but when he would say anything, the entire house would stop. When I would come over to my grandmother's house to visit, he would just smile, and that's all I needed from him. And I would sit with him as he watched Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune. And that was enough. That was enough for me to know that my grandfather was sitting there. I don't exactly know the day that my mother told me my grandfather passed away, but I remember the day of the funeral, because we went to my grandmother's house. And they put me in the middle bedroom, which was some obscure bedroom, guest bedroom, and they said, "Megan, sit in there while we get everything together." And they turned on the TV. And I remember I thought, the news is on? Wait, my grandfather just passed away. The news is on. You mean life goes on? But my grandfather just passed away. Something is happening in my life and in the life of my family, and the world is going to keep going, but we're in pain and the news is on? I didn't exactly know what I was experiencing in that time, but I always remember that moment because that was the moment I figured out sometimes it's business as usual. But sometimes you don't have the strength to keep going on as if it's business as usual. I don't know if you've ever been through a moment where you're in so much pain when you're sitting in church and you're sitting around church folk and you're sitting in pews and you're thinking, wow, we're worshiping as usual? But you don't know the pain I'm in. You don't know what it took for me to sit in this pew this morning, but I guess this is what I'm supposed to do because everybody's worshiping as usual. I guess this is what we do, is go on along as if nothing's happening. It's business as usual. Simon of Cyrene, or Cyrene. Simon. There's not a lot mentioned about Simon in biblical texts. A lot of theologians have speculated, well, Simon shows up here and shows up there, but a lot has not been mentioned. We know a couple of things about Simon. The Synoptic Gospels talk about Simon, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Talk about Simon. But each one of them says something differently in terms of what's happening to Simon in that moment. You see, Matthew, you know, I'm just going to add my 2 cents right here. If Matthew were alive, I would think Matthew would be an artist or a graphic designer. If you read Matthew, Matthew really talks about colors and imagery and what's happening. So Simon didn't excite Matthew too much. Because Matthew just said, Simon of Cyrene, the soldiers compelled him to help carry the cross. That's what Matthew says. And then you go to Mark. I feel like if Mark were alive today, Mark would be a detective. It's just facts for Mark. Mark is the shortest out of all the three synoptic gospels. And what Mark says, and Mark gives you more facts about Simon. Simon comes in from the countryside. And as Simon is walking from the countryside, they compel him to carry the cross of Jesus Christ. And then Mark mentions, oh yeah, he's a father to Alexander and Rufus. So now we know a little bit more about who this Simon is. And then we get to Luke. Here's another, my last 2 cents. If Luke were alive today, I feel like Luke would be a psychologist. I'm telling you this because if you read Matthew, Mark, and Luke together, it's fascinating. Maybe I'm just a nerd, but it's fascinating. But Luke really talks about people, what people are doing, where they are, their emotions. Luke is a people watcher. My wife is a people watcher sometimes. Anyway, Luke is a people watcher. So Luke gives a little bit more information about Simon. Luke says, Simon of Cyrene comes in from the countryside, is compelled to help Jesus carry the cross. And Luke gives one more bit of information. Simon stands behind Jesus to help him carry the cross. So what do we know about Simon? Simon is a father. Simon is coming in from the countryside. Simon is forced to help Jesus carry the cross. But one thing they all agree with is Simon was just trying to pass by. Simon was just trying to pass by. Have you ever had an agenda of things you were going to do that day? I'm going to do this. It's a Saturday. The sun is out. And let's just think about summer for a minute. It's a nice day. I want to go. I want to have lunch. And then you get a phone call. I have a flat tire. Well, no, I already have my agenda set. I can't come help you, but I can't stop what I'm doing. I mean, I can pass by to make sure you're okay, but I can't sit there with you. You have a flat tire. I have something to do. Or have you just been a passerby or just towards a goal or towards a destination in your life and something painful hits you and you tell God, I'm just trying to pass by, but I can't seem to get past this point in my life. And I thought I was just passing by, but this moment in my life has lasted too long. This heartbreak is lasting too long. I thought I was just passing by. God, when am I going to pass by this? A lot of us sometimes just want to pass by. So Simon was passing by, coming in from the countryside. A lot of theologians says that he was coming in from the countryside to have Passover. I'm not quite sure. I don't know where Simon was going, but what I do know is he was just trying to pass by. But as he was walking, the Roman soldiers compel him. As he was walking in from the countryside, the Roman soldiers force him to carry this cross. I can only imagine what Simon is thinking as these Roman soldiers come to him and force him to do this. And he's looking at the crowd that's around and looking at all the turmoil and chaos. And I'm sure Simon is saying, I don't want to be involved in this chaos. I just want to pass by. I know he's hurting, but I just want to pass by. I'm not sure if I understand who this man is. I just want to pass by. Can't I just pass by? But they force him to carry the cross. They force him to carry the cross. The interesting thing about Simon is they don't give any more information, neither of the Gospels, after those few little lines. They don't give information about what Simon does after he helps Jesus carry the cross. They don't say that Simon stood to the side and watched Jesus being crucified. They don't say that Simon kept going. They give no more information. It's almost like Simon disappears into obscurity. We hear no more about Simon. So I wonder, what was Simon thinking? As he was involved in this chaos that maybe he didn't really understand. Maybe he didn't know how to help this man, but he was involved in this moment when he just wanted to pass by. In that moment, the Roman soldiers who were meant for evil grab Simon and get them involved in this evil when he just wanted to pass by. So many times in this moment in our lives, we're just passing by and evil grabs us. I would be remiss not to mention what happened in Texas almost a week ago, where they just wanted to pass by. They were sitting in their churches and they just wanted to pass by. They probably had a day planned. They just wanted to serve God and keep passing by, but evil walked through the doors of that church and they wanted to just pass by. For those folks in Texas, it's not business as usual. It's not worship as usual. It's not prayer as usual. It's just like the disciples. After Jesus Christ was on the cross and was crucified and raised from the dead, it wasn't worship as usual for the disciples. They didn't go back and do the same thing that they did before. In fact, they were more bold. They went out in a more bold way. They went out into the streets and they tried to minister to folks. They tried to create churches, and some of them were killed and some of them were put in jail for what they were trying to do, for just representing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because they knew that they could no longer just pass by. One thing we can learn from Simon is that Simon was passing by, yes. And evil compelled Simon to help Jesus Christ carry his cross. But maybe, as Simon, as Luke says, was standing behind Jesus to help him carry his cross, and he was looking at Jesus, that he didn't so much see evil, but he saw the power that was coming from Jesus. That he somehow figured out, I'm part of something bigger than this moment. See, right now, a lot of us are reacting to evil. We're talking about evil. We're doing things because there's evil in the world. There's all of these isms and there's all of this poverty. We're doing a lot of things because we're reacting to the evil in the world. But I have to think, at one moment, Simon stopped reacting and listening to evil and started reacting and listening to Jesus Christ. How many of us have stopped just to listen to Jesus Christ? Just to ask in this time that evil was showing up time and time again, just to ask Jesus, what do you want me to do? Where do you want me to go? How do you want us to worship? Because it can't be business as usual. It can't be worship as usual. The world doesn't even operate as it usually once was. I don't know when that was, but it doesn't operate as it once did. So I know we react to evil. I know we react to the world. But how many of us react to the gospel and the power of Jesus Christ? Yes, we're Christians and we come to church on Sundays, but do we use it just as a pit stop? Are we really using the power of Jesus Christ to transform who we are so we can transform the world? Right now, I'm rereading a book by Dietrich Bonhoeffer, The Cost of Discipleship. And one thing this theologian, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, says is that all of us are disciples first. When we're Christians, before we're anything else, we're disciples. And as a disciple, we must always ask ourselves, what am I doing to transform myself and to transform the world? Yes, we can just pass by. We can just pass by the evil and talk about it. Or we can really tap into the power of who we are as disciples of Jesus Christ and ask, what can I do in this moment? I don't want to use church as a pit stop anymore. Jesus, what can I do in this moment? Because the power doesn't come from me, the power comes from you. Amen.